demonstrates great loyal love. Turn of his wolf to all, and has called out on all he has made. All your works win his hands to you, Lord. Your loyal followers will praise you. They will proclaim us men across your kingdom. They will tell about your power, so that mankind might acknowledge your mighty acts. And some of his kings went across your kingdom. Your kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and your dominion in your true generations. Some of the books on truth fall, and with some of you are better. A reason looks to you in a hesitation, and you grow light and with true power if you love it. You open your head and see what religion's in with a fruit-tay desire. Time of his trust, cables his actions, and next him is what he will keep us. Time of his near all truth cry out to him. All truth cry out to his entity. Satisfies the desire of his loyal followers. He hears their cry for help and he raises them. Time of protects on those who worship, but he needs cries on the wicked. My mouth will praise the Lord. Let all true men praise his holy name forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Sirach 2:1-11.
My child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for testing. Set your heart right and be steadfast, and do not be impetuous in time of calamity. Cling to him and do not depart, so that your last days may be prosperous. Accept whatever befalls you, and in times of humiliation be patient. For gold is tested in the fire, and those found acceptable, in the furnace of humiliation. Trust in him, and he will help you. Make your ways straight, and hope in him.
You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy, do not stray, or else you may fall. You who fear the Lord, trust in him, and your reward will not be lost. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for lasting joy and mercy. Consider the generations of old and see, has anyone trusted in the Lord and been disappointed? Or has anyone persevered in the fear of the Lord and been forsaken? Or has anyone called upon him and been neglected? For the Lord is compassionate and merciful, he forgives sins and saves in time of distress.
Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God.
Take your, this is life.
Reading from Acts 12:25 to 13:3.
Then after completing their mission, Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem and brought with them John, whose other name was Mark.
Now in the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen a member of the court of Herod the ruler, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying they laid their hands on them and sent them off.
Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
Glory to you, be
Of the day.
Almighty God, Lord of heaven and earth, we humbly pray that your gracious providence may give and preserve to our use the harvests of the land and of the seas, and may prosper all who labor to gather them, that we, who are constantly receiving good things from your hand, may always give you thanks, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A collect for the renewal of life.
O God, the King Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace, that, having done your will with cheerfulness while it was day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A prayer for mission.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you, bring the nations into your fold, pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Oh,